Message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans. Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who doesn't always agree, but when he disagrees, he tries not to be disagreeable. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Have with me today a guest. His name is Bob Ekman, and he represents KWPM, our affiliate at West Plains, Missouri. Bob, hi, and it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Derry, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you. It's you know, the appreciation goes from our end back to you because we know that you have such a good following all across the state of Missouri, and we just appreciate the opportunity to come and visit with you today.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up there in West Plains. I believe it's, I've already forgotten.
No, it's June 15th.
June the 15th.
Yeah.
You're going to celebrate your 60th wedding anniversary. Wedding anniversary. 60th day on the air, I guess, because year on the air, because Bob Netherly started KWPM 60 years ago this June.
Boy, that's exactly right. I think the actual official date maybe was right around July 1st, somewhere between July 1st and July 15th.
Yeah, when they actually went on the air.
Yeah, in 1947. Gosh,
I was a junior in high school. I was a sophomore in high school in 1947.
Yep. Well, we really are excited about the celebration. And unfortunately, Papa Bob Nethery, who started this operation, KWPM West Plains, Missouri, back at that time, is not with us. He left past his life here September 15th of 2003, but gosh, he left so much, and he was such a pioneer in broadcasting, you know, for the entire state of Missouri and all of the Midwest.
And a fun guy.
Oh.
I had him on the air, and in fact, we could go back, Jeff, we could go back and find that program. It was, we had him on the air June the 28th, 2001, and I know we had a lot of things in common because, I remember he told me how they started the FM station just so people from neighboring neighborhoods could listen to the St. Louis Baseball Cardinals.
Yeah, that was quite a story in itself. And a lot of people would gather, you know, for the St. Louis Cardinals would gather back, of course, been an affiliate for the St. Louis Cardinals now for over 50 years, and people would gather at the parking lots. I remember Papa Bob talking about this when he was on your show, Derry, about how they would gather at the parking lot. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it was a tavern somewhere around Brandsville, but it was a true tailgate party, you know, that they would gather in order to be able to hear the broadcast of the St. Louis Cardinals. So, anyway, that's kind of where it all started from, and the FM was there to try to broaden that out a little bit.
You know, I have a copy of his book here, West Plains as I Knew It.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a tremendous book, and even folks that are not from West Plains, Anybody that would like, that needs to know about how rural towns, how people lived in rural towns, it's a shame that everybody in New York City can't read this book and memorize it, because it gives you a completely different outlook on life, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Just, you know, Papa Bob was just, he would study people. He knew people inside and out. And that's what you loved about him, because when you came to the table with him, he pretty well knew the kind of person that you were before you went to the table with him. But just the way he was, and such a pioneer in the broadcast business. I think KWPM, which by the way stands for, a lot of people would think, well, that means West Plains, Missouri. But you know, he would tag the phrase "Keep West Plains Moving," and that's what KWPM stood for: Keep West Plains Moving. And he developed this radio station with such a passion and with such a desire to just want to serve the people out there, and that's exactly what he did. And that was just the beginning of a pretty good empire that he built all the way back from 1947.
Right, he got involved in a lot of things. He actually was going to buy the telephone company, if I remember right.
That's right, yep. That's correct.
That's why he came to West Plains.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it started with an appliance store right there on the square at West Plains, Missouri. And, you know, from there grew into, you know, at one time, I think, 22 radio stations and four cable systems. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's kind of how it all started back in 1947.
All right, now what are we going to do 60 years after 1947? Coming
well, we're
up
going
this June.
To reminisce. We're going to look back a little bit and see what's taken place. We're going to have a gigantic celebration, and anybody that's listening is certainly welcome to attend. And, of course, you're going to be there, and we have a lot of dignitaries that's going to be on hand.
Now, I'm not a dignitary.
Okay. Well, you're going to be there, so that's going to draw some people there. They want to see what dairy looks like.
Yeah, don't you have to be a, well, I don't have a face for television, so it's a face for radio. What, don't you have to be a politician or something like that to be a dignitary?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I'd say that you would qualify to be a dignitary.
Hey, is Porter Wagner going to be there?
Well, we're extending an invitation to Porter Wagner, extending an invitation to Jan Howard. I have not received word whether or not that they'll be able to attend or not, but at least if they're not there in person, I'm sure we'll get some audio from them to be able to share back with the people.
Right. For our listeners that don't know, Porter Wagner got his start at KWPM West Plains.
That's exactly right. That's where he was. That's where he born his career, right there at West Plains, Missouri. And I
did a little research on him this morning, for whatever it's worth. You know what he was doing in West Plains?
I do not know.
Well, he was cutting meat at a local butcher shop. And his first band, the Blue Ridge Boys, performed on radio station KWPM from the butcher shop where Wagner cut meat.
That's amazing.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with me through the commercial break, would you? Would you, Bob?
Sure, you bet.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting with Bob Ekman, representing KWPM, West Plains, Missouri. And Bob, you're going to have this big celebration next month there in West Plains.
Yep.
Give us a little rundown on what's going to happen.
Okay, sure, I'd love to do so. The celebration there, as you mentioned, on June 15, we're going to open the doors up, right first thing in the morning at 8 o'clock and just welcome people from the community to come in. We have put together what I think people will really enjoy, and that's a video presentation and some audio presentation there in the lobby where people can view and look at pictures. They can look at some video of things from the past, hear some audio from things of the past. And so that's going to be going on throughout the morning. We're actually going to have an official opening ceremony on June 15th. Starting at about 10:45, the chamber at West Plains is going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The mayor will present, Mayor Joe Paul Evans, which you probably know, will present the proclamation for the city of West Plains. And then we're going to have, beginning at 11 o'clock, we're going to have these dignitaries that I was talking about earlier, like Mayor Joe Paul Evans, Senator Chuck Ferguson, Representative Ward Franz, Larry Spence, a commissioner from West Plains for Howe County, will be there. And also we're honored to have Don Hicks, who is the president for the Missouri Broadcasters Association. He's going to be there and present something from the Missouri Broadcasters. Of course, you know, Derry, Robert Nethery was one of the charter members and founders of the Missouri Broadcasters Association. So Don wanted to be there to present something from the Missouri Broadcasters Association. So that's all starting at about 11 o'clock. And then we'll have dignitaries such as yourself. Bob Pretty's coming along from the Missouri Net. We have national personality. Jim Bohannon will be there from the Mutual Network. Lars Larson will be there, and he's actually going to be originating his show from West Plains that afternoon at 4 o'clock, and that national show will be originated from KWPM Studios.
You know, I haven't talked to Jeff, but we're talking about doing the same thing, are we not?
No, we are not.
We're not going to do the program from down there?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Well, We could, Bob. It'd be up to you guys.
Well, that's something, details that could be worked out, but we certainly would welcome that opportunity if you all are interested.
Okay, we have about a minute left before the commercial break. Yep. I would like to plug Robert Nethery's book, West Plains as I Knew It. Do you guys still have those for sale?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still have those available there through our office there at West Plains.
Yeah. Everybody that, like I said, if has any interest in rural communities, need to have a copy of that book. Yeah. Hey, Bob, it'll be a pleasure. Looking forward to visiting with you. And we'll see you on June the 15th.
June 15th. Everybody's welcome. And thanks for letting us talk a little bit about the legend here in 60 years of broadcasting.
Okay, thanks again. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
And here we are, back on the Common Sense Coalition. It's been about a year ago that we first started discussing the North American Union that is being set up by sort of a shadow government, so to speak. But Bush is certainly pushing this thing, and we really got our insight on it from the Committee on, not the Committee on Economic Development. It was on the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations published this booklet. It's like 80-some pages or something, and it explained the whole thing. And much of that book was written by a fellow by the name of Robert A. Pastor. Now, Robert Pastor has been accused of proposing this North American community or North American union, and he says there's a big difference between a community and a union. And interestingly enough, he wrote a letter to WorldNet Daily. Now, WorldNet Daily has been discussing this, as I have, and I've been getting a lot of my information from WorldNet Daily as well as from Jerome Corsi. Jerome Corsi has done much research concerning this North American Union. Now, here's the letter that Robert A. Pastor wrote to WorldNet Daily. And WorldNet Daily, it's on their website this morning. He says, "I propose a North American community by Robert A. Pastor. Lou Dobbs, Patrick Buchanan, Jerome Corsi, and many of their readers have repeatedly accused me of promoting a North American union, promoting a North American currency called the Amero, seeking to dissolve the United States, erase our borders, and discard the Constitution, and being the principal author of the Bush administration's Security and Prosperity Partnership and Strategy Towards North America. Some have written that they have drawn these conclusions from reading my book, Toward a North American Community. My article, North America's Second Decade, and the Council of Foreign Relations Independent Task Force Building a North American Community, of which I was one of six co-chairs. If they have read what I have written, they would know that all the accusations above are false. Well, Robert Pastor, we have read what you have written, and I don't see how you could call them false. Now, he gets into some, here it again is a play on words. He says, I don't want to speculate as to why these individuals would repeat unfounded charges or why this news site would continue to repeat them. Instead, let me summarize my views on the future of North America. First, while some want to build formidable barriers to keep out Mexico and Canada, I would argue the opposite. We need to find new ways to relate in a positive way to our two neighbors. The reason is simple. No two nations are as important to the United States as Canada and Mexico. Our two largest trading partners are not England and China, but Canada and Mexico. The two largest sources of energy imports are not Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, but Canada and Mexico. For the past three decades, Mexico has been the largest source of both legal and illegal immigration to the United States. There are roughly 500 million legal crossings of both borders each year, and the preferred tourist destination of Canadians, Mexicans, and Americans is their neighbors in North America. Second, while some view the North American Free Trade Agreement, that's NAFTA, as a failure that should be repealed, I believe it is a success for what it was designed to do, but is no longer enough to cope with the challenges of an enlarged market and more competitive international system. It failed because... He said some view North American Free Trade NAFTA as a failure, but I believe it was a success. Then he says it failed because we need to do more than just reduce trade and investment barriers. Are you confused? Let me do that again. While some view the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, as a failure that should be repealed, I believe it was a success for what it was designed to do, but it is no longer enough to cope with the challenges of the enlarged market and more competitive international system. NAFTA succeeded in reducing barriers and triple trade and investment among the three countries, making it the largest free trade area in the world in terms of gross product. It failed because we need to do more than just reduce trade and investment barriers. So I don't know whether it failed or it didn't. I know what it did. As far as I'm concerned, it did probably do what it was supposed to do. It did exactly what the world leaders wanted it to do, and that is destroy our economy here in the United States. But anyway, he says it failed to reduce the income gap between Mexico and its northern neighbors. It created no procedures that would manage the problems in the relationship and improve people's lives. That is why I propose a North American community. Now, he says he's not proposing a North American union. He is proposing a North American community. Third, I do not propose a North American union. Propose a North American community. They are very different. A union, like the United States, is a merger of states into a unified central government. A community is composed of three sovereign governments that seek to strengthen bonds of cooperation. A North American Union could not be created by stealth. Any significant initiative to strengthen cooperation would require a wide-ranging and public debate and approval by Congress of all three countries. Well, it is happening, and it is happening by stealth. But let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why does this once great land of ours seem to enjoy unprecedented prosperity but continues to go deeper and deeper into debt? To answer that question, read the book that tells it all, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture by Byron Dale. This book reveals the real reason why every dollar in circulation today is just someone else's borrowed money, and how we got into this mess in the first place. In just over 100 pages, Byron Dale shows through official U.S. Treasury documents how created money and borrowed money are the same thing. Incredible as it may be, but it's all there in Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. This book should be in every school library, and it should be taught in every classroom, and it should be in the hands of everyone who has ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, just send $10, check, cash, or money order to Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it until somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today. Online at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding his special spring calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's May the 14th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 1,000 head with 2-pot loads of fancy black 8-weight steers, another MFA processed and no implants. They're consigned by Jim Holston. Flying W will be in with 2-pot loads of 5 to 6-weight crossbred heifers. Marvin and Monty Reed are selling 100 weaned calves. Hanky Farms have a 70-head string consigned, and Blanchard Farms have an offering of 50 fancy black calves. Brian High has consigned a 65-head string of calves. Other consigners include Gail Martin, David Pfeiffer, John and Denise Simons, Anthony Linhart, Miller Farms, J.R. Cardry, Ronald Murian, Jack Haley, Reed Farms, Larry Allman, Larry Bartner, and Harold Bennett. Jim and Keith Swearingen and Robert Head, over 1,000 head, will be selling this coming Monday, that's May the 14th, at the spring sale, the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, save all manner of bacon grease. You'll be instructed later on how to use it. Derry Brownfield!
And here we go. Robert Pastor has, his name is on many of these articles concerning the North American community. And he says, it's a community. It's not a North American union. Hey, we're not trying to get these countries to go together. Now, he says, I do not propose a North American union, but I do propose a North American community. He says they're very different. And then he goes on and explains that. He says, North American Union could not be created by stealth. Any significant initiative to strengthen cooperation would require a wide-ranging and public debate and approval by Congress. Hey, Congress doesn't get to approve anything anymore. Come on, Robert, don't you realize what's going on here? You see, he has drawn up all these proposals. He is also the author of, or one of the authors of, this partnership, this SPP thing, that it again is part of this North American, you can call it a community if you want to, but it's going to be a united North America is what it amounts to. Then he says, fifth, I have offered numerous proposals to build a North American community. Then he goes on to say, I know some desperately, and this is a five-page report, and I'm just picking out the highlights. He said, I know some desperately fear a North American super corridor, but two-thirds of all trade among the three countries are on roads. And despite the fact that trade has tripled, there have been almost no new roads built. We need to coordinate closely with our neighbors to build more roads as part of a wider transportation system. Now, it just happened that I received this email this morning from a listener in Texas. No, they're from Florida. He said, I was in Texas 2 weeks ago and drove U.S. 59 to Corpus Christi. There are signs on U.S. 59, future Interstate 69 Interstate Corridor, for whatever that means. Anyway, Pastor goes on. Then he talks about the Amero. He said, with regard to currencies, there is little prospect of a unified currency because all three governments are too committed to the status quo. But this is a good moment to study the alternative option. Europe took decades and made many mistakes before it implemented the euro. We ought to learn from those lessons and discuss the issue at some length before considering any proposal. In summary, there is no prospect of a North America union or currency, but they are compelling needs for the three sovereign nations of North America to modernize their relationships. And there are good reasons to explore new paths to improve the lives of all the people of North America. The greatest tragedy would be if the fearmongers were to discourage people from imagining a better relationship with our neighbors and a North American community. So I guess I'm a fearmonger, according to that. And the way it looks to me like, you can call it whatever you call it. What did they say? A rose is a rose, but it smells the same by any name or something to that effect. I don't know if it's a North American union or a North American community, and I don't know the difference between a union and a community, but hey, these people behind this thing know what it is, know what they're doing, and it looks like it's happening before my very eyes. Now, he goes on and talks about how there'll be no Amero. Let me again quote part of that, because I have an interesting article to follow it with. He says, with regard to currencies, there is little prospect of a unified currency because all three governments are too committed to the status quo. But this is a good moment to study alternative options. All right, now here is the alternative option. Now, this is a Jerome Carsey article, and he heads it up, Goodbye Dollar, Hello Global Currency. And again, it is a WorldNetDaily.com article. He said, the director for international economics at the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, let's again realize it's a Council of Foreign Relations that tipped us off to this whole thing. If the Council of Foreign Relations had have stayed in the, kept us in the dark, as they did for many years, and I can prove to you that they have done that. They have been around for a long time, and they even bragged, one of the Rockefellers even bragged to the New York Times and some of the big papers and magazines that, hey, without you guys coming to our meetings and not reporting, well, we would not have been able to do what we've done. He even mentioned that. He bragged to those people and honored them for being quiet about what was going on. But anyway, a year ago, the Council of Foreign Relations published this booklet about the North American. Now I'm confused. I don't know if it says North American Union or North American Community. It says Union, doesn't it, Jeff? It says Community. Okay. Anyway, Ben Steele is writing in the current issue of CFRs, that's Council of Foreign Relations Foreign Affairs Magazine. See, for years, they said, oh, there's no such thing as a Council of Foreign Relations. Doesn't exist. Bilderbergers don't exist. Now we find out that, hey, all these groups do exist, and they've come out of the closet. They even have meetings, and you can go to the meetings, okay? Anyhow, the Council of Foreign Relations magazine said, and this is just Ben, it's B-E-N-N, I don't know if you pronounce that Ben or Bean, but anyway, he writes, the world needs to abandon unwanted currencies, replacing them with dollars, euros, and multinational currencies as yet unborn. In the article, the end of national currency, he clearly asserts the dollar and the euro are temporary currencies. Well, we've looked at what the dollar has done, and I've described it time and time again in my lifetime. It has become just about a temporary currency. I mean, it's worth almost nothing today compared to what it was when I was a little kid. He says, let me say this again, clearly asserts that the dollar and the euro are temporary currencies, perhaps necessary today. But economic development outside the process of globalization is no longer possible. In other words, he's saying we must have globalization. He says countries should abandon monetary nationalism, which means he's wanting all the countries to do away with their currency. He said it is the market that made the dollar into global money, and what the market giveth, the market can taketh away. The article goes on, this inevitable conclusion is that the dollar may be on the way out. Now, we have discussed this also, and this is a good reason to bring in the Amero, or this is the reason that the administration, it looks like the globalists would like to just destroy our economy, get it to where a dollar's worth nothing, and then they can say, oh, we need the Amero now. It'll replace the dollar, and everybody will be wealthy again, all right? The right course is not to return to a mythical past of monetary sovereignty. That was just a mythical past that our dollar was worth anything. Well, it wasn't mythical as long as it was worth gold and silver. Today it is mythical. But anyway, with governments controlling local interest and exchange rates, in blissful ignorance of the rest of the world. Governments must let go of the fatal notion that nationhood requires them to make and control the money used in their territory. Economic globalism is irreversible, with national currencies doomed to the dustbin of history. In order to globalize safely, countries should abandon monetary nationalism, unwanted currencies, the source of much is today's instability. Monetary nationalism is simply incompatible with globalism. Now, can you see what these people are setting us up for? They want to do away with all currency. First of all, I don't understand the electronic currency. To me, that's like a fairy tale. I know the banks do this, and to me it's just ridiculous. I couldn't believe that our bank, when I was on a bank board, say, oh, well, you know, we at 3 o'clock we got to get those books balanced as quickly as we can because at 3 o'clock, you know, or 4 o'clock, whatever it is, we wire our money. Back in those days, they wired it. They didn't have the electronic transfers we have today. But it goes to St. Louis to another bank, and we draw interest on it at night, and then they get it back to our bank by 9 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, hogwash, that is ridiculous. But anyway, he says monetary nationalism is simply incompatible with globalism. Now, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Now, here's the Council of Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs Magazine author, telling us that we need to do away with all government money, regardless of what country it is. And we need to go to an international monetary system. But finally, he comes up and says something that does make a little bit of sense. He says, reestablishing a gold standard. Now, he kind of switches horses here on us. He says, to start with, reestablishing a gold standard would be counterproductive when the only real solution is to abandon the idea that nations have any reason to create currencies at all. He's talking about if the United States reestablished a gold standard, it wouldn't be any good. But he goes on to say that the dollar, just another money supported only by faith that others will willingly accept. And we've been telling you that now for years. It's just, when you've got a dollar, ask the Federal Reserve System, ask your bank what a dollar is. Ask them to describe a dollar. They can't do it. They don't know what a dollar is. Used to be a dollar was, and I can't remember the exact amount of silver, but it no longer is. There's no hard money behind any of our paper money, and as he mentions here, and he tells the truth, he says the dollar is just another money supported only by faith that others will willingly accept it in the future in return for the same sort of valuable things it bought in the past. Well, a dollar today will not buy the same things that it bought in the past. Not for the same dollar. It takes $2, $3, $4, $5, $10, or $100 to buy what a dollar used to buy. Okay? Then he goes on to say the ultimate solution is to privatize a global currency through a gold-based international monetary system. A new gold-based international monetary system surely sounds far-fetched, but so in 1900 did a monetary system without gold. See, our money was always backed by gold from day one up until Nixon took us off of the gold standard back in the early 70s. modern technology makes a revival of gold money, though through private gold banks possible, even without government support. Now, I don't know who's going to run this thing. He says private gold banks. No doubt it'll be the international bankers that these people are working for to start with. But anyhow, do we have and are we on our way to a globalized community, a one world government, a one world currency? We have, and we talked about this the last time they met, but there is a group supporting this North American integration, and it's preparing to hold its annual North American Model Parliament. So we have college-age students, I should say, that are now traveling around from the last time they met in Mexico. Now they're going to meet here in the United States, and they have a mock parliament, which would represent all three countries. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201, or go online at aaminc.org.
And we have returned. Now, a group supporting this North American integration. Now they've changed the term again. Is it a community? Is it a union or is it an integration? See, it's a play on words. They're preparing to hold an annual North American Model Parliament for students from the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The North American Forum on Integration is a nonprofit organization based in Montreal. It's dedicated to address the issues raised by North American integration, as well as identify new ideas and strategies to reinforce the North American region. Qualifying students are those who have an interest in North American integration and are bilingual among English, French, and Spanish, so they have to speak three languages. Students are going to pay $845 in fees to attend this thing. The participating students will get to role play a parliamentary legislator, newspaper, and television journalist. Raymond Scheiten, Creighton, Raymond Creighton, former Canadian ambassador to both Mexico and the United States, was quoted as claiming the exercise was intended to be more than academic. Now, what does that mean? He says the creation of a North American parliament, such as the one being simulated by these young people, should be considered. Hey, just because these young people are doing it, it's something that maybe we should do. He said, should consider the creation of a North American parliament. Now, M. Stephen Blank is a Ph.D. and director of the North American Center for Transborder Studies, and he is one of the members on the board of directors of the North American Forum on Integration, along with our good friend Robert A. Pastor, who we quoted earlier in this show in great detail, who is actually one of the authors of this whole thing, but he says, no, it isn't a North American Union, it's a North American community. But here he is on the board of directors for this North American Forum on Integration. Stephen Blank is a driving force behind the North American Works Conference. The North American, the North American Works 2 was held in Kansas City, Missouri in December last year, was organized by the David Rockefeller Created Council of the Americas to discuss North American competitiveness and the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Now, see, all this, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, is tied together. Same people doing it. They show up on the different boards. This pastor, pastor, I don't know how he pronounces his name. It's Robert, but I'm looking how he spells it here. Now, P-S-T-O-R. His name is on all of this stuff. He did much of the writing for this Council of Foreign Relations original brochure. Anyway, these kids get to pay $850 to go do this, and they're going to just pick out the ones that are bilingual, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, $850 today to a student must not mean very much, because I'm looking at a bill here that's in that Missouri state legislature that includes veterinary student loan forgiveness programs. It allows a limited number of veterinary students to have up to $80,000 of their student loans forgiven if they specialize in treating farm animals in part of the state that do not have enough veterinarians. $80,000 in student loans when I went to college, just to show you the difference in the value of a dollar, I spend about $1,000 a year. We could rent a room for $15 a month, buy lunch for 35 cents. And these kids are going to get $80,000 back. Wonder what their student loans amount to in the first place. I've used up all of my time. And it's time now to sing Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
A message for